Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Once you have received Christ as your personal Savior, you will never see God change His mind about our salvation. Isn't that great? Think about that. God will never change His mind about our salvation. The definite article in Greek appears before the word redemption, and that has a twofold meaning. First, it refers to a particular redemption. In whom? The redemption is by Christ. But secondly, it is referring to ownership, because when He bought you, you became His. You're not your own. You have been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus, the Bible tells us. A man may forgive a friend who has wronged him, but the forgiveness cannot remove the guilt. But when God forgives, He actually remits the sin and removes the guilt. I like the way Thayer says it in his Greek lexicon of the Bible. He says, redemption is defined as follows. To redeem one by paying the price, to let one go free upon receiving the price. It is effected by the payment of a ransom. Deliverance and liberation are procured by the payment of the required ransom. And my friend, Jesus paid it for us. Redemption in the Bible is represented by three different Greek words. One word that is used in the Bible is the Greek word agorizo. It means to buy in the slave market. That was the Greek word that was used in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, and also in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And that's just to name a few of the verses where the Greek word is translated redemption. It is agorizo. The Lord Jesus bought us in the slave market of sin with the ransom price, His blood. We are now His bond slaves. Now, the second Greek word that is oftentimes translated redemption in the Bible is ex agorazo. It means to buy out of the slave market. Now, the first word meant to buy in the slave market. Now, this means to buy out of the slave market, to buy for one's self. This was used in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and also in Galatians chapter 4, verse 5. We are the redeemed possession of the Lord Jesus Christ forever. That is why we are Jesus' people. He will never put us up for sale in the slave market. Then there is another Greek word that is translated redemption, and it is the Greek word latru. It means to liberate by payment of a ransom. This Greek word is found in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, and also in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. The redeemed are set free from the guilt and power of sin right now, and to be finally set free from the presence of sin at the rapture. And that's the word that is used in our text here, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now, let me just dwell on that for a moment, since that's the Greek word that's used here in our text of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. The idea is that you can be set free from the presence of sin now, or of its power. You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, and it lists a dreadful list of sins. There's the effeminate, in other words, the homosexual, the abusers of themselves with mankind, those that really are just perverts and sexual perverts, and those that molest others. And then it spoke about adulterers, and drunkards, revelers, thieves, murderers. I mean, it's a terrible list of things. And then he says, such were some of you. Oh, there are so many things one can be addicted to in this life. And they want to be set free, and they can't. But my friend, we find that when one comes to Christ and he's washed in the blood and he allows himself to become the property of the Lord Jesus Christ and allows the blood of Jesus Christ to buy him in the slave market of sin, to buy him out of it, then my friend, you're liberated from those sins. You're liberated from the power of them over you in this life. That's why sometimes I see a person that was involved in, say, rock music, and they get saved, and now they continue with rock music, but they just put Jesus' words to them. And the trouble of the matter is that they haven't changed. They have just changed the words. But it's still the music that they're under its power. And I trust that that is not something that has happened to you, my friend. We care for you. Well, latro is the word that is used in our text. The wages of sin is death, final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And in this portion, death is outpoured blood, because the life is in the blood, we're told in the Bible. But Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it, white as snow. He paid the penalty in full. Let us imagine that you want to sell a car, and there's a tramp. I mean, the lowest of the low, comes off the street, has no identification, but he does have a checkbook. And he wants to write you a check for the price of the car. You called the bank, but the funds are not there to pay for the car. In comes another man who has cash. You tell him the price, and he takes out a roll of $1,000 bills. He takes out of the roll what you have asked, and he has plenty left over. And then, after paying the price for the car, he gives it to the tramp. Well, my friend, that's the case that we're in without Christ. My blood would never pay the penalty in full in all eternity. My account is no account on its own. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ paid it out of the riches of His grace, and only His blood was sufficient to pay the penalty in full. Now, my friend, we have a salvation that works, but we do not have to work to be saved. Jesus did all the work on the cross. So as a result of the redemption, of Him paying the penalty, we have forgiveness of sins. The technical definition that Greek scholars give the word forgiveness is to send from oneself, to send away, to bid go away or depart. In regard to the word sin, it therefore means a release, the letting go as if they had not been committed. Thus, remission is a remission of their penalty. As a result, we are released from the power of sin by the blood of Jesus. I think the late Lehman Strauss said it best when he stated, "Forgiveness for the believing sinner is an act of God whereby he sets aside absolutely and eternally by judicial decree all condemnation and guilt." Did you get that three-letter word, all? All condemnation and guilt. This forever absolves and it acquits the sinner. Hallelujah. We are pardoned forever. But my friend, it cost God's Son the death of the cross. And we see that last phrase there in verse 7, according to the riches of His grace. Now, it's not just out of His riches, but it is according to His riches. If I give you a dime, it is out of my possessions. If I give you half of my goods, it is according to my possessions. Now, sometimes I think you'd be better off with the dime than half of my possessions. But nonetheless, Romans chapter 5, verse 20, magnifies this thought on the goodness of the Son to us when he says, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." There is no good reason on our part for the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. But he does. And if we were able to understand the depth of our own depravity, then we'd begin to understand how rich God is in grace. He has riches enough to spare. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, we read the familiar passage. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.